Okay. Yeah, I'm just not directly commenting on that, but we have the, you asked beforehand about this university's role because we have two professors here. And I used to work in Tampere University when they combine university and University of Applied Sciences, and we try to think about it in a new way. Was it because we are like profession oriented and we have quite silos in our education at the moment, also in Finland, and we are like famous about our education system, but we are also in a little bit crisis at the moment because we have to think about in a new way. And then we try to make some new kind of stuff, and we think about this kind of challenge-based learning so that the challenge is common for all. And then we have to think about how we make teams or professionals or students around these challenges which are common to us. And then we didn't succeed in Tampere, in one city in Finland, but we succeeded that our head of the strategy goes to the ECEU, this innovation, where also Linköping University is a part of it. So they have this like kind of challenge-based learning, and they try to make a totally new university. So what is 14 universities across Europe, and the challenge is first what we think about, and then how to support students or change makers to make learning. So micro-credentials and different kind of new ways to make the learning at the moment. And also when we heard about young people or next generation in Finland, they really want to make a change at the universities. As I also think about what they talk about at the moment, what they want to learn or what they want to be, it doesn't function in a good way because we have social media, we have new learning, as you talk about this, where we can learn. We can learn so in many ways, in different
Sources, yeah.
platforms, and they are so also talented in seeking this information and all this knowledge at the moment, so that they are not getting any more of the top quality of information at the universities necessarily. Yeah, of course it is important, but still we have different kind of sources at the moment. And artificial intelligence is a very good help for many at the moment, and we have to really think about this, what it is learning at the moment, what is the concept
Yes.
behind the strategic learning.